Hi, this is Al Schussler. I want to continue with the series that I've been teaching in my Bible class at 9:30 on Sunday mornings at Glenville Church. And I'd like to invite you to come and join that class. And the series is titled, The Triune Being. Triune simply means that we're body, soul, and spirit. We're made up of three parts. And this is episode number 5 of this series. And so far, we've talked about the body, soul, and spirit makes us up as far as a human being is concerned. And I think that oftentimes we do not realize our makeup as a human being and our relationship with God, how it relates to God. And we just live life and it just naturally happens. But sometimes it pays to study who we are. And what makes us tick and what makes us go, and how do we relate to God through the body, through the soul, and through the spirit. And we talked about the mind because that's part of the soul, and we talked about how the peace of God will keep and guard our minds. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the peace of God is an umpire making the calls for us within our minds. Then we talked about the emotions. That also is a part of the soul. The emotions has to do with the feelings, and that has to deal with anger, and that has to do with depression and anxiety and discontentment, and I'm no good, and I'm not able to do things, and I'm just a no-good person, and the feelings, and then they just control us constantly. And then I think the last episode I talked about the will, making decisions, and how important it is to bring the Holy Spirit of God into that dynamics of making decisions, right decisions, for the glory of God, according to His principles and His precepts. And so today I'm going to move over from the soul, the psychological part of us, over into the spiritual part, into the spirit. And the spirit is made up of a couple of different things, and one of them is a conscience. And this is something that most of us probably have never studied. We experience it moment by moment throughout the day. But to give just a little study about the conscience. And so I'd like to just talk about that because it's important. It's a sense of direction for us. Our conscience, the Bible says, will either accuse us and says, no, you're not supposed to do what you're doing, or it will excuse us and say, yeah, it's okay. So the word conscience comes from two Latin words. The first one is C-O-M, com, which means with or together. And the second word is seal, S-C-I-O. And so it's conscience, com-C-O. It's the Latin, two Latin words. And the CEO means I know. And so the two words put together means to know together. And what it means within us is that you know together with your own self what is right and wrong. And that's your conscience. And so we need to kind of understand how that works in ourselves. In other words, it means to know ourselves. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that nobody knows your thoughts except you. And nobody knows my thoughts except me. And as scripture goes on and says, nobody knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. And that's why it's important for us to bring the Spirit of God into the picture when the conscience is kicking in and we're making decisions. And so it's that inner faculty that indicates to us whether our actions are right or wrong according to the standards of God. And I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but it is a gift of God, the conscience. And everybody has it. The unsaved has it as well as the saved. And so, throughout the world, people know the difference between right and wrong. It's kind of like with throughout the world, man is a worshiping being. And the human being worships around the world. Now, may not worship God, but they worship something. Now, being in the image of God, when we were created and born, we have something different than the animal world. God has given us a mind to think, a heart to feel, and a will to decide. And so some of these things the animal world doesn't have. In other words, they live by instinct. And now they might have feelings because they wag their tail at you or whatever it might be and jump up and down when you enter the door. But they also don't have a will to decide. And so our basic nature is spiritual. Actually, we think that we're a body that has a soul and a spirit. I look at it differently. I think because we are spiritual beings as well, that we are spiritual and that we have a body and soul, or we have a soul and spirit, and we have a body that that goes into. It was St. Augustine that said this, "Thou hast made us for thyself, and the heart of man is restless until it finds its rest in thee." Let me read that again, St. Augustine. "Thou hast made us for thyself, and the heart of man is restless until it finds its rest in thee." And so one aspect of being an image of God is the ability to distinguish the difference between right and wrong. But see, the animal world doesn't have that. They operate off instinct. But we were made in the image of God, in His image, and therefore we have that ability to distinguish right from wrong. And so it's something that I just feel like I'm going to take a few lessons on the conscience. You know, the Bible says that the law of God is written within the hearts of men. But it also says that the works of the law, not the law, but the works of the law is written in their hearts. So I don't want you to think that the conscience is the law. It is not. It bears witness to the law. And the conscience is not the standard. It bears witness to the standard. And the conscience is not the voice of God. It just simply amplifies the voice of God. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 11, again, the scripture I mentioned a few minutes ago, "For what man knoweth the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him?" And so the conscience is like a candle of God inside you, searching the very inside of you, so you know who you are. You know when you make decisions wrong, right, or whatever it may be. And so it's kind of a warning for us. It's very discomforting. But yet, on the other hand, it is a great, great blessing to us, the conscience. Now, in the next episode, I'm going to talk about the Apostle Paul presents the conscience as a witness. He calls it a witness. And Jesus presents the conscience as a window. And I'm going to break those two things down. Your conscience as a witness and as a window. And so this is kind of what I'm teaching in my class. I'm trying to help us understand, but what makes me operate? What makes me tick? What makes me do the things I do, say the things I say? What helps me get the victory over sin and get victories over discouragement, depression, anxiety, and those types of things, the feelings that I go through? And down the road, I'll be doing a series along with this series on how does the Holy Spirit help us in the area of the soul and the spirit, in the area of the mind, the feelings, the will, the conscience, and so on and so forth. I just felt it was necessary many years ago for me to study these things from the Word of God. And so when I present this, I present it not from the world of psychology, the minds, the feelings, the will, the conscience, and those type of things. I approach it from the biblical aspect, the things that I've studied from the Bible, and the Bible is very clear. Now, you've heard it said, you know, just follow your conscience. Well, that's probably not a very good idea. And one of the lessons I'll be giving in a couple of weeks is the different ways in which the Bible presents the word conscience. In other words, in one of the places in the Bible says that the conscience was defiled. Another place it talks about it being seared. And so you got to be careful following your conscience. And so thanks for joining in this episode today. I hope that you enjoy this time. I hope it will stimulate your mind to do some study on your own. And again, this is a series I'm teaching at Glenville Church in room number 5, 9:30 every Sunday morning. God bless. Al Schuster.